Ruby, and guess what? It's story time again. I'm going to read you the story called Mine for the Night. I wrote this not too long ago. It was inspired by a short little piece I wrote during Masturbation Month back in May. So here we go, Mine for the Night. Mine for the Night, that's what Susan said. Best friend ever, right? She met Dylan on a kinky website. Dylan desperately wanted to be dominated. Susan desperately needed some handyman things done around the house. She could have done the chores herself. She had the tools and the skill. But one of the things Susan had learned is that she was happiest doing things that made her happy. Handyman chores did not make her happy. Beating and fucking men did, however. So why not do a trade? Dylan sent her his picture. That sealed the deal for Susan. She looked at the smooth, muscular body, and that's all it took for things to quickly move forward. They met and negotiated an agreement. I'm not sure at what point Susan came up with the idea of loaning him to me. Have fun with him, Veronica. Her words still made me smile. I loved my life. A life that could offer up a ripped, willing masochist who loved to be fucked was not a bad gig. I guess Dylan had done a considerable amount of work for Susan. Though she spent a night with him, she wanted to reward him even more. For a job well done. She ran it by both of us, and Dylan wasn't complaining. My eagerness was a no-brainer. Susan knew me well. So Dylan and I met and negotiated our own agreement for a night together. That night had arrived. Here he was, in my cozy home, naked and doing exactly as I asked. I pushed my short brown hair out of my eyes and looked up at him. My small frame seemed tiny in comparison to his muscular body. His eyes positively raked over me. I had as much reason to be proud of my body as he did. My hours spent at the gym had paid off. My skimpy black and red panties and bra left little to the imagination. They were just decoration for a body I'd worked very hard for. Tonight, I intended to use Dylan in whatever way I wanted. I hadn't really made specific plans because, except for a few hard limits, he pretty much just wanted to be controlled. How I chose to control him was up to me. Susan had given me a rundown of the activities they had enjoyed together last Saturday, but I had my own style. Take that towel and put it on the chair, Dylan. Yes, ma'am. Come over here and stand in front of me. Yes, ma'am. His body really was magnificent. Sitting on the edge of my bed, I took his cock and balls and deftly slipped them into a stretchy silicone cock ring. He smiled. Then I took his cock in my mouth. That surprised him. As he got hard, I got a surprise. Definitely a grower. Beautiful cock. When he was fully erect, I pulled away. Now, straddle that chair and sit on it backwards. I want to see your cock and balls over the edge of the seat. I picked up my camera. Dylan looked a little puzzled, but once he straddled the chair, he understood what I meant and tucked his cock and balls backwards so I could see them. Now reach back with your left hand and put it on your ass. Yes, ma'am. It was just like I'd pictured in my mind. Even better, actually. I snapped a few from different angles. Then I picked up my riding crop. The faint marks on Dylan's ass from his play with Susan last week made me smile. Both hands on the back of the chair, Dylan. Yes, ma'am. He was so obedient. I took careful aim and snapped the head of the crop lightly against the head of his cock. He grunted. That was satisfying. So I did it two more times. I picked up my camera, zoomed in on his cock, straining against the white towel, a cock that was now a little more red and swollen. I captured the moment for posterity. Then my crop whistled through the air and left a red imprint on each ass cheek, bringing a gasp from him. I ran my fingers over his balls and the head of his cock. "Do you like that, Dylan?" I purred. Sucker question, of course he did. "Yes, I do, ma'am." I stepped back and smacked the head of his cock with my crop again, harder this time. "Ah!" "How about that?" He moaned. Damn, he moaned. My panties were instantly wet in that moment. "Yes, ma'am, I do like it when you hit my cock." He could not have been any clearer. Oh my, Dylan and I were going to have some fun tonight. I was going to owe Susan, too. I thought for a moment about what I wanted to do next with this fetching masochist. Sit still and shut the fuck up, Dylan. He sat up straighter in reaction to my tone. Yes, ma'am. I tortured him for a while, enjoying the soft whimpers that slid from his lips despite my order to be quiet. I alternated slapping the head of his cock with my crop, then softly stroking my fingers over it, smoothing the slippery pre-cum around. The moment when I drug my fingernails right on his cock all the way up to his balls was when he lost it. His body jerked, and apparently keeping quiet was not an option any longer. Ah, fuck! Dylan, keep quiet, I chastised him. Yes, ma'am. After a bit, Dylan began to hyperventilate with the effort it took to be still and quiet. The man actually had remarkable control. I backed up, picked up my crop, and hit his ass hard over and over. Though he jumped, I knew it was a relief to have me leave his overstimulated cock alone. I saw my silicone paddle on the table next to me. A wicked paddle. Inspiration struck. Exchanging my crop for the paddle and a bottle of lube, I sat on the floor right behind Dylan. I crossed my legs and got comfortable. This was going to be fun. I reached up and grabbed his cock firmly with my left hand. I heard him exhale softly. I'm changing the rules, Dylan, so listen up. You may now make any noises you like and say anything you like. I was curious how he would handle that. It was a freedom not often allowed a submissive during play. And you will now address me only as Veronica. Understand? Yes, Veronica. Thank you, damn it. He took a breath and let it out. Thank you, Veronica. I squeezed his cock hard with my hand and laughed at how flustered he was. Mind games. Lean forward, Dylan. I want to see more of this sweet ass of yours. Yes, Veronica. Ah, he remembered. Nice. He put his chest against the back of the chair and balanced with his legs stretched back and wide apart. Perfect. Keeping hold of his cock, I swung the paddle against his right ass cheek, and it made a loud crack, louder than I expected. Oh, I smiled at the single word delivered so softly from his lips. I could make him louder, and I would. I got some lube in one hand and went back to my task. Fear the silicone, Dylan, I cackled like an insane person. This time, my paddle hit his left ass cheek just as I grabbed his cock with my slick hand, sliding it up and down. Oh, God! She's not here, Dylan. I asked her to leave before we began. He chuckled in between gasps as my hand slid softly over his cock, not quite hard enough to satisfy. Then I grabbed his balls. Time for a little punctuation. I swung the paddle hard, once on each cheek, very hard. The air he sucked in between his teeth belied how much it hurt, though he didn't move. Smart, since I literally had him by the balls. Damn, Veronica. His words were spoken almost as an afterthought. My turn to chuckle. I raised my paddle again, then let go of his balls, and slid one well-lubed finger as deep as it would go into his ass. It was halfway home when the silicone whipped against his ass again, short-circuiting him. He grunted. Make up your fucking mind, Veronica! I burst out laughing at the unexpectedness of his words. I love when people surprise me. Good move taking the reins off this man's mouth. Definitely added to the experience. Oh, I made my mind up a while ago, Dylan. You don't stand a chance. My voice slowed and deepened with intent. When I'm done with you, you won't know which way is up. You won't even have a preference. You'll just want more. More of everything. I pumped my finger in and out of his ass several times and hit him again. He whimpered. More wetness in my panties. I loved hearing a man whimper. I began a pattern, back and forth with the paddle and in and out with my finger. Then one finger became two. He took it well. Susan told me not to hold back. I certainly didn't intend to. Far from it. I intended to work him hard and give him a ride he'd remember for a long time. The wicked paddle was dual purpose. It delivered a significant sting, certainly, but the handle was slightly curved with a pronounced head. The name of the paddle was the Plunge. That played into the inspiration that came to me earlier. Time to have some fun. Do you like the paddle, Dylan? I hit him again hard, both cheeks. There were now two large red spots on his ass. Ouch! Is this a trick question, Veronica? Again, I erupted into laughter, loving his conversational playfulness. I don't know, Dylan, what do you think? I did my best to sound cute and innocent. I think it serves your needs well, Veronica. Oh, but it serves your needs too, Dylan. I quickly lubed up the handle, placed it at the entrance to his ass, and pushed. Oh, fuck! Dylan's body went through a beautiful undulation as he welcomed in the cock-shaped handle of my paddle. Mm-hmm. Fuck is right. Because that's what you really want, Dylan, isn't it? This pretty ass of yours wants to be filled up and fucked. I stroked his ass slowly with the handle as I spoke. Oh, yes, yes, Veronica. Oh, God, yes. Good. Because that's exactly what's going to happen here. I pushed the paddle in his ass deeper. Feel that? Oh, excuse me, but again I must ask. Trick question, Veronica? Of course I feel it. This man was funny when you let him talk. I popped the paddle out abruptly and stood up. Get up, Dylan. He moved slowly, the transition a bit too quick after all that sensation. This, I pointed to my spanking bench, is where you are going to get the ride of your life, Dylan. He walked over. No, actually, he kind of sashayed over to the bench, his hips swinging. It was a beautiful thing to see, such a feminine movement from him. He climbed right up on it and settled in, happy to have a more comfortable position after the chair. I fastened the leather straps around his ankles and wrists. He wasn't going anywhere. I'd had the bench custom made, and it allowed his cock to swing free but still supported his torso. Watch me, Dylan. My turn. I wanted to play a bit before I fucked him. I stepped out of my panties and grabbed my double dildo. I pushed the smaller end inside me and began to fuck myself with it. Dylan's eyes went wide. Want some? I pulled the toy out and moved my wet pussy close to his face. Want a taste? Yes, I can smell you. Please? Dylan stuck his tongue out and reached as far as he could while I stayed just out of reach. I held out the end of the toy that had been inside me. Suck it. He took the entire bulb into his mouth and sucked greedily. I put it back inside me. It felt so fucking good. Dylan watched in fascination. I grabbed my harness and slipped it on, loving the way it held the toy tight against me. Are you ready to get fucked, Dylan? I waved my shiny blue cock in his face. No more trick questions, Veronica. Just fucking do it. Oh my, Dylan, that sounded just a bit disrespectful. You'll have to pay for that, you know. I crossed the room and picked up a cane. Wait a minute, you told me I could say anything I wanted to, he complained. Indeed I did. But I did not say there were no repercussions if you said something I didn't like. Oh, for fuck's sake, Veronica, that's not fair. I burst out laughing at his mock protest. You're right, but it gives me a reason to beat your ass, and I do believe you have no choice in the matter at the moment. I giggled. Couldn't help myself. Standing at the back of the bench, I admired the view, his cheeks still pretty red from the paddle and his cute asshole shiny with lube. His cock was fairly hard. The cock ring was doing its job. To say he looked inviting was an understatement. Impulsively, I wiped off my hand and grabbed my camera, capturing another fine moment. Beautiful. Then I lubed up my shiny cock and slid it all the way home in one long, slow, inexorable stroke. It felt better than the handle of the paddle, I knew. A touch bigger, and certainly longer. Dylan moaned as he took it in. This man really did love to get fucked. So that's exactly what I did. I fucked him, hard and deep, with powerful intention. The ride of his life, right? And Dylan made so many wonderful noises. With each thrust, he seemed to just let whatever sound wanted to come out of him have free expression. Grunts and groans and growls and occasionally even my favorite, whimpers. I fucked him hard for a few minutes, just long enough for him to forget about the punishment. Suddenly I was out of him and off to the side holding the cane. Count them, each one, Dylan. There will be 50. Yes, Veronica, resigned to his fate, but likely thrilled by it, too. I brought the cane down. Whack! A red line immediately rose up on his skin. One, Veronica. Whack! Two, Veronica. Dylan's voice started to rise in both volume and pitch by the time he'd received 10. I moved behind him and slid inside him again. So hot, fucking that lovely red-striped ass. The ass that was all mine in that moment. All mine to torture, to fuck, to tease, all night long if I wanted to. Another 10 strokes of the cane ended up with some whimpering, and I felt my clit throb. More fucking. Damn, this was fun. Another 10 strokes, and his ass was a mess of red stripes. I turned on the vibe before I buried my cock in him that time, and I fucked him long and hard enough to almost get him there. I know because he told me. Actually, he begged me. Oh, God, Veronica, don't stop, please. Oh! So, of course, I stopped, because I am nothing if not cruel. Oh, Dylan, silly boy, you can't come yet. You still have 20 strokes of the cane to go. Did you forget that? Because if you did forget, we could start all over again. No thank you, Veronica. I understand. 20 more. He was breathing hard. I held his ass cheeks in my hands for a moment. They felt hot. A little happy noise came out of him. The vibe against my clit was exquisite. The pressure inside my pussy was heavenly, too. I was so wet, so turned on. I made a snap decision. Tell you what, Dylan. I'm going to take 10 strokes off for good behavior, okay? You've done well today. He wasn't the only one who was close to coming, and I wanted to get there soon. Thank you, Veronica. Oh, thank you. I leaned close to his ear. After these 10, I'm going to fuck you until you scream, Dylan. Yes, Veronica. Whack, whack, whack. Ah, 1, 2, 3, Veronica. Surprises are good. Yes, they are. But after that, I took it easy on his poor ass, dispensing the remaining 7 quickly and with less intensity. I threw the cane down and pulled the toy against me, enjoying the vibrations. Almost there. Fuck yes, almost. I grabbed his hips, stared at that beautiful red ass, and proceeded to fuck the hell out of Dylan the handyman. Before long, he was back to his precipice, begging. Don't stop! Please don't stop! Fuck! Oh! He was yelling the words, and I was thankful none of my neighbors lived close by. His body started to tense, and my strokes were more difficult to make because his ass was clenching the toy so hard. Then he began to spasm. He threw his head back and ass back at the same time, meeting my cock and screaming with each thrust I made. I glimpsed a little cum on the hardwood floor between strokes. The entire visual was so amazing. It pushed me over the edge, and I slammed into Dylan fast and hard, to enjoy it all the more. Peaks of blissful pleasure shot through me, took me to euphoric places, and eventually brought me back. My fast and hard pushed Dylan up another notch, a place he didn't even know he could go. His entire body was trembling. Primal growls were coming out of him. As my orgasm subsided, I switched off the vibe and continued moving inside him, continuing to fuck the wild animal he'd turned into. That cock ring did its job. His orgasm lasted a lovely long time, much longer than mine, actually, and he was delightfully loud. Stop, please, stop. He was breathing so hard it was difficult for him to get the words out. I stilled my movements. and stayed inside him, letting him recover. Oh my fucking God, Veronica. She's still not here, Dylan. And I told you I'd make you scream. We both laughed. Right, you did, totally. I gently pulled out and began to unfasten his restraints. Even though he wasn't getting off that spanking bench any time soon, he could hardly move. Dylan turned his head and looked at me as I worked. So, Veronica. Yes, I smiled. I was just wondering, would you be needing any handyman work done by chance? It was a fine moment. Our belly laughs lasted a while, and our giggles continued even as we cuddled up to finally get some sleep. I woke Dylan up again in the middle of the night, flipped him onto his stomach, and mounted him again. I made him moan and gasp again and explode all over my sheets. I couldn't get enough of him. He was so thoroughly fuckable. When he gave me a kiss on the cheek as he left my bed the next morning, I was confident he'd be sitting carefully for the next few days. I pulled my covers up, grabbed my phone from the nightstand, and called Susan. Best friend ever.